Perhaps you will recall this verse from the Gospel according to Mark. They did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. That was last Sunday's Gospel. It sounds a lot like today's Gospel, where it says, they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them so that they could not understand it. They should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Sounds like the same message. This is Luke's version, today's Gospel. So last Sunday we heard Mark's version, today Luke's version. Now it's possible that Mark and Luke are simply recounting the same event. It's also possible that this happened more than once, because the Gospels record Jesus prophesying his passion, death, and resurrection three times. Scholars say that three times, in the biblical sense, represents many times. So perhaps this happened many times. Perhaps it happened three times. For sure it happened at least once, that the apostles heard Jesus talk about the passion, they didn't understand it, and they were afraid to ask about it. I remember it from last Sunday because in my homily I spoke about these three enemies, or three familiar experiences: ignorance, fear, and pride. Today we just have ignorance and fear. Ignorance, they didn't understand. Fear, they were too afraid to ask questions. What are we ignorant of, and what are we afraid of? Suffering. We don't understand it. We don't understand its meaning, and we're afraid to ask about it. But Jesus in today's Gospel tells us, pay attention to what I am telling you. So we have to pay attention to what Jesus reveals about suffering, even though we don't understand it, we may not understand it very well, and it frightens us. But pay attention. All we have to do is think about our own experience of suffering, or our own experience of hearing about the sufferings of others, and we know we don't understand it, and we know that we are afraid. The whole world is still passing through a period of suffering, this global pandemic. Who understands it? And many people are still caught in fear of it. I can't help but mention it because just yesterday I got another message from some friends of mine afflicted with the whole household infected, except for one person, the whole household infected with the COVID-19. So I used to be keeping a list of the people that I know personally. Now the list is too long. Not only that, some of the people have recovered and they don't tell me. So how do I know when to delete them from the list? So anyway, I know at least a dozen people who have COVID-19 right now. Also, just this morning, I got a message from my diocese of Alaminos, one of the islands up there near the 100 Islands, Anda, you know Anda? Locked down because of a surge of COVID-19 cases, going to be locked down until October 7th. Okay, we could come up with other examples of suffering, but COVID-19 is enough. What do? Well, we are frightened. We don't understand what to do. We don't understand how to deal with it. When we experience suffering, or when we hear of our loved ones suffering, one of the possible responses is we shut down, we narrow down our concern about, and we focus on ourselves. I don't want to hear about anything else. I'm overwhelmed with my own suffering now. That's one of the ways we typically reply. We say, I can't deal with that. I'm suffering. I'm suffering now. Now that's understandable. It's not a very good response, but it's understandable, especially in the first moment of the experience. But Jesus says, pay attention to what I am telling you. Don't shut out the word of God when you're suffering. Don't close the door on the possibility that God is saying something in this contradictory experience. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. You don't understand it, maybe you can't understand it, but don't shut out the word of God. Why? Because the word of God tells us that there's more to suffering than simply our own sometimes overwhelming experience. There's what God is doing. There's something bigger than we can understand. And when we get that message, the first thing that is removed from us is not ignorance, but fear. We might still be ignorant, meaning we might still not understand it, but we don't have to be afraid of it because God is in charge. God has something to do with this mystery of suffering. Let's take a look at this first reading, another one of the passages from the Old Testament, this time from the prophet Zechariah. One of the passages that speaks about a glorious future, a great restoration, a joyful future event, in this case, the restoration of Jerusalem. The Old Testament is full of passages like this, full of prophecies about great things to come. The Old Testament is also full of passages about suffering. You don't have to look very far before we see how suffering comes to the people of God, usually clearly because their own sins have caused it. So we have these two messages: suffering, punishment, wrath of God, oppression, plagues, wars, whatever. And then we also have God's goodness, God's mercy, God's promise of restoration, God will gather his people, God will reward the good. How are we to understand all this? Well, we don't understand it all. But what we can understand is that God has a very good plan for us, and that even when we are passing through suffering, that plan is not defeated. It remains a valid promise, and it's right for us to put our trust in his promises. Okay, back to the gospel. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Jesus is talking about his own suffering, his own experience of this contradictory path. So when we're overwhelmed with our own suffering, we should pay attention to what Jesus says. He's part of the picture. His passion is connected to our passion. His suffering sheds light on our suffering. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. Now, he doesn't say any more in this case. He doesn't even say about his death. He just says he'll be handed over to men. They don't even understand that part. But pay attention, because his suffering is connected to our suffering. When we know this, we do not have to be afraid of it. We don't have to be enslaved by fear. This has been the message of the church throughout this pandemic. Do not be afraid. It's the message of God all the time. Do not be afraid. Why? Because God is with us. God is with us. He is not defeated by suffering. He took on suffering and he defeated it. He brought suffering from a dead end into suffering and death from a dead end into a path into a better future. Since today is Saturday, let's conclude with one reflection on the Blessed Virgin Mary and her experience of suffering. Here we have an image of her standing at the foot of the cross, the sorrowful mother. We had her feast day last week. Mary knew what it was like to experience suffering, her own suffering, the suffering of her son, and to not understand it. She knew what that was like, just like we all do. But she also knew that she did not have to be afraid of it. Do not be afraid. She knew by faith that God was not being defeated, even when her own son was being brutally killed on the cross. And this is what we ask Mary to help us know by faith, that suffering, which is part of life, and there's no denying that, but we don't have to run away from it, we don't have to be afraid of it. We might not understand it all, but we don't have to be afraid of it, because God is with us. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you. God is dwelling among us. He has come among us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is still with us. He is with us to the end of time. We do not have to be afraid.